Here's your daughter, Ashley. Here's your daughter, Ashley. Okay, so let's get into this episode with this damn Potomac and Michael feeling some type of way about his boo thing getting married. So I'm just gonna hop right into it. Here's your daughter, Ashley. So did y'all see Michael literally show his ass at that damn party Robin was throwing? I don't know how Robin is throwing a party when she's like in debt with IRS, and she was all like, me and Juwan throw a party every year for our friends. And I'm like, girl, aren't you in debt? Like, you should be throwing that money to the damn IRS. Like, what's they said, you gotta make millions to lose millions. But like, that party was funny. But Michael showed his ass. Michael saw that Juwan was getting married, and he felt some type of way about it. He started drinking. And like, at this point, we already know that Michael is gay. Like, he's gay. What's this? Let's call it spade a spade, because you don't get that damn emotional about no damn guy. Yo, allegedly supposed to be your best friend getting married. Like, he was acting like he was like LaToya off of that one song. She don't even touch you like this. She don't even touch you like I do. Boy, you know that. Like, okay, Michael. But let's get into the episode. First of all, Giselle and this whole damn Jamal thing, they are not together. Jamal's for a storyline. He was just trying to help out his best bud. And that's really it. He don't come to none of the parties because they are not together. And her daughters pretty much told us by the face expressions they was making, like, stop trying to use this for a storyline. We not going with it. We don't like him. Like, this whole season with Giselle and this damn Jamal has been about her daughters making the stink face every time his name comes up in Giselle's mouth. Like, we don't see it. It does not exist here. Like, we not about to play with you. We know you need a storyline. So, that wasn't flowing. So, because Giselle really had nothing to do. I mean, to be honest, that whole fight started because of Giselle and Ashley just planting those little seeds in each other's hair. Because I don't know how Ashley and Monique are best buds all of a sudden. Because I could have swore, last year? Yeah, around last year, 2 years ago, Ashley said it was name was a drunk, and she was drunk driving, and that's how she got into that accident, because she's an alcoholic. And I'm like, how do y'all go from, from being an alcoholic to being best buds? And see, and that's why karma came back in tenfold for Ashley's ass and that whole Michael situation. That's why Michael got to the party and he showed his ass out, because Ashley was not trying to go there to comfort allegedly her fucking friend Monique, because they gonna fall out too. That, like, all that karma's coming right back to them. They gonna fall out too. But how Michael came up to that party and showed, he just showed out. And the camera crew, the producer crew, they made sure them mics and everything was all charged up, so Mike could be all caught on camera acting a hot mess, because you know next season they're gonna keep on playing that. I don't know. And then now she got a new kid with him. I'm like, she like, get that bag and leave. But I don't even think Michael's that wealthy. I mean, they still live in some fucking apartment, in the studio apartment. That's it. I don't think Michael got, and besides, Michael got older kids. All I know is, if Michael did pass, them older kids gonna come with some damn teeth and nails to get that money for Ashley. See, Ashley's trying to have these kids as a way, as a backlog, when it divorce or Michael dies or something like that, so she can get some of that damn estate. But then it's like, he got older kids too, so girl, good luck with that. Keep having kids with a man that don't, keep having kids with a man that want to go fuck Juwan, because he looking like, how Juwan get married? Then when Ashley told Michael when it was at the house, you know, Juwan's going to propose to Robin, he was all like, how that's going to happen? Because he said, oh, that's not going to happen. She said, how you know it's not going to happen? He said, I just know. And it's like, no, you just wish. He got up there and just started, he was just really, he's really infatuated with Juwan, and it's really fucking creepy. It's really fun. And then, in the party, he started hitting on all the husbands and stuff, except Chris. I don't think Chris is his cup of tea. I think he's into black guys. It's like Ashley's into white guys. I guess because her dad's white. Here's your daughter, Ashley. And Michael is into black guys or something like that. Because he always handles some damn black. He always does some black guy's face smiling and shit and saying they look nice. Because he sure walked up to Wendy's husband talking about, ooh, you sure look nice. You look good. You look good. You know I ain't gay, right? Like, okay. Okay. Like, Michael got a type. But then, and then another thing. Then they had, okay, and then Monique, not Monique, but Candace's season. I'm not going to lie. That whole fight was wrong. Candace, Monique had no right to be hitting Candace. And it's a no for me. I know a lot of people are like, Candace's mouth. I'm like, girl, Candace's mouth was not that motherfucker bad. Now, when she did say that Ashley's husband is her overseer, I did fall the fuck out laughing. Overseer. But Monique should never put her hands on Candace. But this whole season has been on, this whole season was living on the backs of Candace and Monique in this fucking fight. Like, every episode was about the fight. Like, ooh, are you gonna be friends with Monique or Candace? That's like, who gives a fuck? Can y'all get something interesting going on? Cause ain't nobody really had a storyline. Nobody had a storyline, and everybody was feeding off of the storyline off of that fight with Candace and Monique. And then Karen with her husband, and do he love you or not? Girl, I give you the answer to your marriage. He wants to move to Florida. He wants to retire. He is an old man. He want to go to Florida like most old niggas do. He don't want to be on TV no more. That fixed her situation. You didn't even have to go to therapist. You could have came to me and I could have gave you the answer. It's just that you didn't want to accept it. But y'all, I mean, let him go to Florida and maybe you can get like a side dude on the side and like come back together when the season starts. But, who else? That was Karen's storyline. Now, when they was ganging up on Karen about her picking the side about Monique and Candace, honestly, she could have been friends with Monique. I really didn't give a fuck because at the end of the day, grown people gonna hang out with grown people. Now, the only problem with Candace and that whole Karen situation was Candace was trying to look for Karen as a replacement for her mother. She was trying to make Karen into this surrogate or substitute mom for her. So when that fight went down and she was over there talking to Monique, Candace over here feeling betrayed, like that's her mama fucking with the ops. And I'm like, girl, see, that's why Candace might need to stay her ass in therapy. Because I'm like, Karen is a grown ass woman. Karen might be older than you. Karen is older than you, but she's not your mama. She's not your mama. And she's not going to, I mean, she might have a motherly energy towards you, but she's not your mama. That's why when you went to your real mother, your biological mother, she wasn't over there full out lying with fucking Monique, because Monique is not her fucking daughter. Monique is not her blood. It's a fuck you to Monique because she attacked her daughter. So that's why when she went to her real fucking mother, she got support because that's her mama. Karen is not your mammy. Karen is older than you, but she's not your mammy. She is another castmate on the damn show that's just older than you, girl. Don't be looking at these older women that's dated your damn mama. I know you got mama issues, but you got to stay your ass right in therapy. And then we have Monique going to therapy and stuff. She's talking about how she can never, what? I don't fucking remember that bullshit. I think that was just for like, to use that in court or something like that. Because she was talking about, when I was around the black kids, you know, they said I speak too proper. And I hate when black people say that. I hate when black people say that. I don't speak enough niggerish for them. And it's like, bro, it's just talking. And then she said, when I was around the white kids, I didn't feel, you know, they bullied me too. I'm like, okay. And then you went to Potomac and they bullied you too. Like, everywhere you go, they bullied you, right? I'm like, girl, I hope you mollywopped them like you did Candace. honestly, that whole fight with Ken and Monique is kind of annoying. Because I'm like, all the times you could have fought Robin to Giselle, why you didn't fight Robin or fucking Giselle? Like, when Robin won it, Robin looked like she could do some time in prison. Like, y'all, you could have mollywopped Robin, but you fought Candace? I'm like, girl, bye. You was not that tough. Like I said, even when I said about that Salt Lake of Housewives of Utah, Candace is the easy target. A lot of people don't like Candace. So Candace was an easy target to attack than other people. Like, Monique know who she can try that with, but Robin would have been easy. See, Robin would have came with that fight. Robin won't come with that pocketbook or Giselle, but they would have came with that fight, and then they would have had, they either would have won the fight or would have got Monique locked up. But Candace, come on, like, look at Candace. Anybody can beat up Candace. Like, Candace got mouth, but she don't got hands. And honestly, Candace act like a lot of people from Maryland to me. Like, that's how a lot of people act in Maryland. And I know a lot of people get mad at Candace when they say she was crying. But I'm like, shit, black ladies cry. Not all of us cry like that all the damn time. But they cry. But I'm like, girl, next time fight somebody that's like, fight somebody that you know is going to be a fight. Because I would like to see her and Robin fight. But I guess the judge dismissed it because he said it's reality TV. But I'm like, if I was Candace, bitch, it's an awful motherfucker at this point, bitch. When I see you, it's on sight. Like, I'm whooping your ass in front of the camera. And I might throw T'Challa out the fucking window. Like, it's on sight. Fuck that. I'm going to take your bird and give it to Carol Baskets. That's the fuck I'm gonna fucking do. Because if I can't get motherfucking justice the old school way, then bitch, meet me motherfucking around the corner. Because I need to fight your ass at this fucking point. Because I had it up to here. Fuck this shit, bitch. I be the honor, the jury, and the executioner if you want me to, bitch. Fuck all that shit. Because that's some bullshit. How the fuck? And then, I don't know, like, Candace is crying. Mine is his anger. And I would just have to meet you at the reunion with this. I would saw you at the reunion. And they would make a decision right there for you to stay or me to leave, because we would have been fighting. Don't put me in a room. Put me in a room by myself with the door closed. I don't want to be next to this. I don't want to be next to this bitch. Like, I'm going to fight you for real. But can't, like I said, Candace, but you, Candace energy is not like that. That's, Candace is an easy fucking target. It's like Salt Lake City with Mary. Mary's easy target. It's easy. A lot of people don't fuck with her on the situation because she's married to her step-grandfather. But it's like, it's an easy target. Like, a lot of people like to hit easy target, but they gonna hit them targets that's gonna shoot back. But that's really it. Then they had Candace up there singing that fucking song. That was kind of embarrassing. That was really embarrassing. I was like, I'm like, I know Bravo paid for this dumb party. Because I'm like, the mic don't work. I'm like, girl, they just be trying to embarrass you at every corner you go. But I will say, Michael stole the show. Like, oh, and Robin and her husband. Robin and Juwan. And it was up there, therapy, blah, blah, blah. First of all, they stayed together because they both broke together. Because he talked about he had an emotional affair with some other bitch. And it was because of the romance and the touching and the loving. It's like, okay, but she at home with two fucking little kids. What the fuck you had to come watch the two little kids? But all I know is it could have been emotional affair. This could have been a sexual affair because she sure didn't stay when they took all your damn money. She sure didn't ride out with you like Robin did. So at this point, y'all might as well get together because y'all both in debt. So y'all might as well stay together. Them hoes don't last so long. Them hoes got a time and a pocketbook. And if you don't got a pocketbook, they gonna leave your ass. They gonna leave your ass for a white girl. Wait, what happened is the white girl. But yeah, so they went to therapy and they was crying and all that stuff. He was trying to get all hard and stuff. Like, he was in, like, the right. Like, she cheated on him. And I'm kind of over that whole, I don't like them stories, like, the husband cheats on you for a long time and you have these kids and you push his career and you hold it down at home and everything else. And he goes out there and he fucks up because he really has some responsibility. It seemed like he had a lot of free time. Man like to say I was lonely. No, bitch, you had a lot of fucking free time. Because when I was over here taking the kids to school, paying the motherfucking bills, calling the lawyers, doing all this shit, I didn't have free fucking time to be thinking about cheating and all this stuff. But your ass was the fucking long. You had too much damn free time on your motherfucking hands, like most of those basketball players do any goddamn way. Because you at the hotel, you only play the games, what, one day out the week or whatever the case may be. Bitch, I'm not into basketball like that. But you had enough free time to go and fool out and fuck all these bitches and stuff and still get up and go to practice. So you wasn't lonely. You just had a lot of free time. Because when you don't got a lot of free time, your ass ain't got time to cheat. So, he was, so that's pretty much it. But I'm kind of over that whole storyline. Like, oh, like this season was about love. Accepting your husband or your ex that cheat on you all the time and kind of don't want to be with you, but it's like being with you because of a storyline or because y'all both are broke, you know? I wonder what type of alignments Robin got. She must got some horrible alignments when it comes to the money houses and some horrible fucking conjunctions. She must don't got no good flowing houses or good money houses, because she always looking up and she's some fucking dead. But, so that was that. This season was about horrible relationships. And then after that, Karen didn't have no damn storyline. And I haven't really saw her perfume. I heard it's been doing good. That's good for her. All I know is Uncle Ben want to go and he want to retire in Florida. And I think he's just getting to the point in his life that he's like, damn, I should have never married a young girl. Well, Karen's not young. But compared to his age, she is young and more youthful. So, I think now that he's older, because, you know, when men are older, but they still got, like, a little bit youth. Like, I don't know, like, 40-ish, 50-ish. And they go and marry somebody that's in their 20s or early 30s. At first, it's kind of popular and stuff. You know, when you old nigga that's kind of young, it's popular to go get a young girl and stuff. But then when you get up in those ages, them 80s, 90s, and, you know, you can't really have sex like that, because, shit, you're fucking tired, you know, you like your schedule, you like watching your Fox 2 news, you like going to bed at 8 o'clock, you like, you know, going to the store once in a while, you like going to the lake, like, at this point, you're kind of floating in life. That's when it kicks into you that, damn, having a young girl is not what is always cracked up. Because a young girl's like, I want to go to a club. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's like, damn, bitch, I'm old as fuck. I'm father time. My back is cracking. Isn't Ben, like 2 years younger than her father? Like, he want to go to Florida and retire and rest his eyes. He the old people that be like, are you asleep? No, I'm just resting my eyes. He is asleep. He wants to go and rest. So, that was her whole storyline. And he just, like, he is just so fucking tired of caring when these fucking Karens is out. You know, old people at a certain age, they don't want to be bothered with a whole bunch of people in their motherfucking face. They don't want to bother a whole bunch of grandchildren. They don't want to be bothered with a whole bunch of people. Especially, you know, damn Karens. They like, I'm tired. I did that when I was younger. I'm tired. So, that was her storyline. Monique's storyline. Monique didn't really have, her storyline was, she hates Candace. That's really it. She don't like Candace. She kind of wanted to fight Candace since the damn first episode. She didn't have remorse with attacking Candace because she said, you know, she asked for it. But I tell you one thing, if the judge did take it to court and she did get locked up, then she would be apologizing on it. You know how people are. You know, people, when they got to do the time for the crime, they remorseful. When they don't got to do the time for the crime, then it's like, fuck you, bitch. I escaped, hoe, but it's like, girl, you don't escape karma, because if it was for evil intent, or, I mean, this might be a conspiracy theory, or if y'all did set up the fire, the world, the case may be, your storyline was boring, girl. It was boring. It was nothing to it. The cast kind of stopped having her shoot, so she really didn't have a storyline. Anytime Monique was mentioned, it's because of the fight. So, Candace, hers was about the fight and crying about the fight. Ashley didn't have no fucking storyline. That's why Ashley had to weasel her ass up in their business and go and do that case thing with Monique. And that's why Carmen came to bite her in the ass the last episode. Because, and then it was so funny because when Michael, first of all, What happened? So Karen came late to the party. When she came late to the party, all the girls were sitting around, and Karen was talking to Candace, and Candace was confronting Karen about that wig party and how she could have bumped into Monique. But girl, they was not gonna let you bump into Monique. So she going back and forth. She's like, I could have bumped into Monique, you could have got me ambushed. Da-da-da. So it's escalated, and you know, Candace don't cuss. She gets loud and she start crying. And she started crying, and she started getting real loud. And she's like, how fucking dare you? And all this. Like, she was really... I don't know why Candace won't just become a damn actor or be in some type of theater or something. Because she is always trying to give me a fucking scene from the theater or film or something. She always be trying to give me scenes like she in the 50s or something. So, she getting louder and louder. Michael walks over to Chris and says, you need to control your wife. Chris turns around and is like... You know, back the fuck up. Da, da, da. And Chris puts his hands on his chest. And he's like, back up, back up, back up. And Michael's all like, oh my God, call the cops. You touched me. Call the cops. I'm going to get your fucking suit. You're a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser. Fuck you. Da, da, da. It's like, how he a fucking loser? When you the damn loser that's trying to sell kangaroo meat. And that shit didn't fucking sell. Y'all had to close that shit down. Because Ashley was fucking that chef. Ashley was fucking that fucking chef. That body language or that chef that worked at that restaurant that was making up these stupid ass recipes, she was fucking that man. Like I see y'all, they give me very open relationship tease any damn way. They look like I do what I do on the weekend and you do in the week. It gives me open relationship because Ashley don't seem that type of girl that's stupid. She's trying to make sure she get her bag. And as she's fucking somebody, because she was talking about she was getting fingered on the dance floor, which I'm like, girl, you getting fingered on the dance floor? See, that's why we got Rona, because y'all niggas is nasty. You don't know this girl, you don't let her just finger you on the dance floor. You don't know she got dirt under her fucking nails, and it's all in your coochie, and the next day, you might have like a, I don't know, mine on your vagina? I don't know, y'all bitches gotta stop it with this disgusting shit. But back to what I'm talking about. So they start going back and forth. Ashley gets up. She's like, she start yelling. She's like, and you're talking about Monique? And look at the shit you fucking do to the dog. So she is getting hyped. And I'm like, girl, this is because Mike, you know damn well Michael started the damn fight. You know damn well Michael started a motherfucking fight. You know damn well Michael got feelings for fucking Jawan. You know damn well he be, when y'all be laying in the bed and he close his eyes, he be dreaming about being between Juwan's legs, okay? So she got up and they start fighting, da 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 da. And then Candace get booked and she's all like, I dare you to, motherfucker, I dare you to. And I'm like, okay. So they start going back and forth and Karen's trying to lead the party. Uncle Ben, like, fuck this, I'm too damn old, I'm tired. They trying to lead the party. And I mean, Michael stole the show. Michael stole the show. He showed out for the cameras. He gave, like, at this point, why don't y'all just give Michael the fucking, I don't know, what is the thing they carry? A Potomac peach or something? Because he is one of the girls. He is one of the housewives. He is a housewife because he gets the pop staring. He, you know what? He gives me, the way he was drinking, shugging out alcohol down, it gives me Real Housewives of New York. Real Housewives of New York and Orange County. Them bitches get fucking wasted. And they be showing their asses out when they get drunk. And he had a liquor. And I said, y'all might as well get Michael. I hope he get a good percentage. Because he sure know how to start drama at the end of season. He sure make sure Ashley keep a job on that show. Because he shows out. But, here's your daughter, Ashley. I don't know why. They try to argue with Candace, Ashley, when they can just be like, here's your daughter, Ashley. I still laugh about that scene when she was like, her auntie was like, here's your daughter, Ashley, and her dad gonna slam the door. And he blocked her ass off of Facebook. Like, that is really, I don't know. That's a special feeling when your father exes you out of his life. He kicks you out of his life. Shit, at least I had a choice of mines. I kicked mines out of my life. But you didn't get no choice. He just like, I don't want to deal with your ass, nigga. Your mama was a one-time shop, and I wasn't trying to stay there. But yeah, Michael showed out. Chris is taking up for his wife. And then Michael wanted to call security. Like, Michael was, he started going off on the producers. Then he went back there, started fucking with the producers, and he was all like, get this shit off of me. Da-da-da. He started acting like a real Karen. He like, when Michael gets some liquor after midnight, he started turning to Karen. He turned into the damn gremlins from Karen. He started turning to a gremlin Karen. He started harassing everybody at the party. He started harassing the security. He started harassing the production people. He start fucking with everybody at the party. And then Ashley just got to the point where she's like, I ain't fucking done. And she just left. And he was still there. He was showing out. Then he went outside trying to call, I don't know, a visible stranger. Like, it was, Michael really made the show. He really was trying to make sure his wife gets renewed next season. Because he sure turned to a Karen after midnight. I'm going to call him Karen at the midnight, because he's sure turning to, it's bad enough that he has Karen rays, he has Karen ways, but when he get a little alcohol in him, he turned to a full-blown out Karen. He just, it's like that gremlin off of them gremlin movies. He just turned to Karen, because he's going to say, who are you? Who is your manager? Who are you? And all this stuff. Well, fuck that. I asked for manager too. He pissed me off. But and then he starts saying, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. And it's like, if you call the cops on Chris, and you the one touch, because honestly, he was the one touching Chris. He the one touched Chris. He walked up to him, all up in his ear. So you can't walk up to somebody, and then when somebody say back up, then all of a sudden, I'm going to sue your ass. Try it. And the case going to get dropped, because your ass is a drunk. So that is it for this review on Potomac. Potomac has been a lazy ass season. Potomac was living off of the life support of that damn fight. We are so damn over that fight. If I was Candace, don't get punked out like Jennifer off of Basketball Wives. Because they used to always be preparing to fight Jennifer off of Basketball Wives. Jennifer, at the while, I got to a point watching Basketball Wives when I was like, Jennifer, you need to go take a self-defense class and learn how to do some fight moves. So when them bitches pull up on you, you got a surprise for their asses, bitch. You got a surprise. You need to be ready to karate kick a bitch when she want to jump up. See, that's what Cynthia fucking did. Cynthia was not a fighter, but she sure kicked Portia. She kicked Portia all up in her motherfucking shit. All it takes is a kick. You ain't gotta be a skilled fighter. You just gotta understand that you're like, I'm defending myself. Okay? That's why I'm like, Candace, you better be in a court. I mean, Chris can't really take Monique's husband, but for that nigga, you might just bring some pepper spray for his ass. Because, like, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And my thing is, we might have to take some pepper spray for your motherfucking ass shit. I might take some pepper spray for some damn Monique. Let me tell you something. Pepper spray somebody, that fuck you up. But, I hope when they have a reunion that Candace does not get up there and start fucking crying. Like, girl, I get it, but girl, you cry a lot. Like, you cry a lot, and I'm like, girl, can you just talk clearly? And I cried while talking. Like, Monique was in the wrong, but girl, you gotta clear your tears off when you go on stage. But yeah, that's it for this review for, Potomac the last season. But yeah, take my advice and go take them damn self-defense classes so you can surprise a bitch. If you can't get the justice from the court, then be able to surprise a bitch. Okay, if you can't take it to court, just know in the back of your head, hey, she hit me, but I'm not her shit the fuck out. I'm not her the fuck out. Like, period. Like, I don't fucking, no. Fuck that shit. You should have been. That wig did stay on, though. That was the good. And then they got Atlanta Housewives, and I don't know how this season gonna be. They said it got low views, like over 1 million views. But honestly, they really like throw them back in there. Like, as soon as they heard about Rona, it was like, y'all need to start production. Like, but damn. But you know what? I'm not even gonna joke about Atlanta Housewives. Ratings, the million people tune in, because my thing is, if you're talking about their ratings, what's gonna see the OC girls' ratings? Because ain't nobody jumping up to watch OC like that. Ain't nobody jumping up to watch Real Housewives of New York. Ain't nobody... Like, y'all love to do that when it comes to these black franchises. Like, I feel like the Black Housewives had to bring a whole bunch of unnecessary drama just to TV. One, the White Housewives could do the bare fucking minimum. I was watching OC, and that shit be boring. All them bitches do is fucking drink and whine. They drink and whine. That's all they fucking do. They don't even have a storyline. Like, one of the bitches on there keep on talking about her fucking marriage. She be like, I can't talk about my marriage. But my marriage. I'm like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here. Like, y'all can't be bringing up the Housewives of Atlanta when it's like, child. Hey, y'all saw the other Housewives? Because they boring as shit. And don't get me started on Beverly Hills. Now, I like Beverly Hills when Kim was on there and stuff. And it was funny and it had a witch bitch on there. But, like, Beverly Hills is boring as shit, too. I could not get past 2 episodes because it was so damn boring. I would turn it on and I'd be on my phone and I'd be so tuned out because it's so boring. Then I look up and I said, oh, what's going on? Like, it's like, we're not about to bring up views. We're going to bring, and then Mary the Medicine, LA. You know, they canceled that show, honey. I'm not surprised because I try to watch episode 3 with them. And they was boring as shit. Like, all I know is they don't really have no fucking, like, bring Love and Hip Hop back or something. I don't know. Don't bring Love and Hip Hop New York back. Love and Hip Hop New York is kind of, it's boring as shit. It's just cold and with angry people. They are fucking boring. They just damn angry. Real moms, don't twerk. Like, they just damn boring. And Atlanta, Love Hip Hop Atlanta, I mean, it had a perks. I didn't grow here, I flow here. Like, it had its perks. It had lines that I was cracking up, like, what did Wilson say? It was all a lie. It was all a lie. Like, bring that back, because they kind of funny. But, like, oh my gosh, and Black Ink Crew. Okay. Black Ink Crew to me, it's just one of those blurs. Like, I remember it being on growing up, but I never watched it. I mean, I watched it sometimes, but I'm like, boring. WeeT had the most lackluster fucking reality shows on the history of the planet. Now, the only thing that was really good on WeeT, I used to like watching the Breakfast Family Values when I was younger. What's that one? Soul Food Kitchen or something about that guy that had like all them girls he was dating? That show, even if it was fake, that shit was kind of interesting. It was kind of funny. But they canceled that because a lot of people on the cast had fallen out with old boy. So they canceled that. And then they brought back Bridezilla. I want to see these grumpy ass bitches get mad at their wedding day. Like, Bridezilla used to be funny back in the day, but now it's just like, y'all too damn old for this shit. Like, either you gonna marry this motherfucker or you not. Like, and who the fuck is gonna take abuse for you to be a bride for the 10th time? Because some of you bitches been married about 50 fucking times. Bitch, once you get to the fucking third marriage with me and be friends, I'm not coming there. I'm not coming to the wedding. Because you're gonna be at another 5th fucking divorce. Okay, once you get past the second marriage, if you... I let you side with 2 marriages. But once you get to 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, I'm not fucking coming, bitch. It's a fucking joke. It is a circus with clowns. And you're the main attraction. So, I'm not fucking coming. I don't know how I went on this tantrum with these reality shows. I don't know. Reality shows have just died off. They're not as good as they used to be. I guess because, well, a lot of them really don't need the money like that. Except if you was on VH1, because everybody that was on VH1 has an OnlyFans account. Everybody. Now, a lot of people from Bravo, see, but y'all know Bravo pays people way more money than VH1. Because, you know, a lot of people from damn Bravo didn't have to go get on OnlyFans. And a lot of them got a lot of business. Everybody, and then WeeTV, y'all know WeeTV don't be pulling up with that check like that. Y'all know WeeT, because I remember when the Braxtons got mad about that, talking about WeeT don't pay us like the E does the Kardashians. Because WeeT don't put in checks like that. They don't put money in their production like that. All they gonna pull up with is a gift card to fucking Target for $5 for your ass if you're fucking lucky. They ain't pulling a check like that. They ain't pulling a check like that. And y'all ain't no Kris Jenner. That's all I'm gonna say. They ain't pulling a check like that. WeTV ain't gonna pull a check like that. VH1 don't pull a check like that. VH1 don't pull no damn check. They give you a dollar gift card. That's how cheap they asses are. Bravo pull it up, but Bravo wants you to hurry up and shoot as soon as Corona start. That's how you know they don't give a fuck about the Black Housewives like that. But we know that's gonna be a boring season. Who else? Yeah, that's really it. It's not about it. I mean, at this point, the only thing I've been kind of enjoying right now has been literally nothing. I do, you know what, I watched that Doom Patrol, and like I said, I like Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is A for me, bitch. I like it. It's crazy. It's kooky. You can tell about season 2. I don't know if production had to stop because of Rona, because they left off episode 9, which the first season was all the way to like 15 episodes. So I'm like, okay. And the camera maker was kind of scary and creepy, and I like the design of it. But you could tell the Doom Patrol ate up all of the Teen Titans budget, because Teen Titans, I don't know, I haven't watched it. I'm not going to judge it just by the visual. I'm not really liking the clothes. But you could tell that they put in more money in Doom Patrol. So yeah, that is it for this review on Potomac and Reality Housewives and all these reality shows I was watching. And y'all, it's been a fucking blur. Make sure, I don't know, maybe I'm going to start doing Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on my podcast. So make sure y'all tune in and share this damn video. Y'all know what the fuck to do. Don't be sitting here stalking me, watching me, and listening to me and not supporting me. Because 2020 has taught us one thing. You need to be grateful and you need to support the people that y'all care about. And clearly y'all care about me because y'all stalking me. So make sure y'all support, because y'all know what the fuck to do. Don't be stingy, bitch. Don't be stingy. So that is it for this review. Yeah, bye. I know what to do.